Hey, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
I want to bring greetings from the saints in Manhattan.
我要从曼哈顿弟兄姐妹们向你们表示祝福。
You know, many of you know I grew up in Seattle and in this fellowship.
大家都知道我是在西雅图长大的，就在这个聚会里。
I've been in New York City with my family for the last 15 years, I think.
在过去的15年当中，我和我的家庭是住在纽约。
And all the brothers and sisters there, they send their greetings and thank you for your prayers.
那边的弟兄姐妹们向大家问好，也谢谢弟兄姐妹们的祷告。
And next week we hope, by the grace of God, to close on a new property for our meeting place.
下一周我们盼望着我们能够买到一块地。
So we believe the Lord is moving in New York City as it is here in Seattle.
我们盼望着主的灵在纽约工作，如同在这边一样。
I want to speak to you today about refreshment.
今天我要和弟兄姐妹们分享一个主题，叫做更新安舒。
You know, that's what some of those songs were about.
我们刚才唱到这些诗歌也是关于这个主题。
And finding our refreshing in the Lord.
我们要在主里边找到我们的更新安舒。
So if you could turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
我们请弟兄姐妹翻到《使徒行传》第三章。
Verses 19 and 20.
从十九节到二十节。
So the Apostle Peter said, Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus.
这里边使徒彼得说，所以你们应当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
And that phrase times of refreshing is really the heart of the burden that I have today.
那句话就是那安舒的日子是在我心里边的一个负担，今天要和弟兄姐妹分享。
And also Isaiah chapter 55, the first two verses.
我们也来读一下以赛亚书第55章第一到第二节。
Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food.
你们一切干渴的都当进进水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用人钱，不用价值，也买酒和奶，你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不能使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
And finally, from Psalm 87, the last verse, verse 7.
我们最后要读诗篇第87篇最后一节第七节。
Singers and dancers alike say, All my springs are in you.
歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的泉源都在你里边。
You know, are we singers and dancers today?
我们是不是今天也在歌唱跳舞？
I know it sounds a little strange, but may that be the case.
我想这可能听来有点奇怪，但是盼望着这成为我们里边的光景。
All our springs are in you, Lord Jesus.
我们的泉源都在你的里边。
Lord, I just want to commit this time to you.
主啊，我们把下边的时间交在你的手中。
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your gift of life.
我们为着你的话语，为着你生命的礼物，感谢你。
And we just pray you would open up your scriptures to us and speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
我们求你敞开你的话语，借着你的圣灵对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen. You know, I know it's cold and rainy and it's the winter season now, but, you know, try to imagine with me that it's a very hot summer day.
我想我们都知道今天我们是在一个冬天寒冷下雨的天气当中，但是请弟兄姐妹们和我想象一下，我们是在一个非常炎热。
And you've been doing hard physical labor or very active exercise.
我们正在做一个非常体力的非常重的体力工作，我们满身流汗。
And you would be tired and sweaty, but to have a cold drink, boy, it would feel so good.
我们那时候非常劳累，非常的干渴。那时候我们喝一杯清凉的饮料，对我们来说是非常的舒畅。
You know, it may not be summer, and you may not be physically sweaty right now, but I wonder if you feel like these are tiring days where we feel weary.
我们也许今天不是活在那个夏天炎热的天气，但是我们是不是活在一个非常让我们里边焦虑？
I wonder if you have a sense that the people of God really crave refreshment in these days.
我们是不是感觉到属神的儿女，我们心里边渴慕那个我们里边的更新和舒畅？
You know, why might we feel that way?
我们为什么没有感觉到这样的光景呢？
Well, of course, there's the stress of this pandemic that is now almost 2 years long.
我们感觉到这样的光景，是因为我们已经活在这个疫情当中有两年之多。
You know, every time it seems like perhaps we're reaching the end, it seems like something else happens.
好像很多的时候我们来到一个非常好的已经要结束的时候，新的事情又发生了。
You know, how many of you felt weary when you heard the news of perhaps yet another variant?
我们是不是心里边很非常焦虑，我们听见又有一个新的变异的毒株出现了。
Or consider the Zoom meetings that we've been forced to have for the last 2 years.
我们也知道我们在过去的两年中必须在线上聚会。
You know, it's a real blessing that we have that to fellowship, better than, so much better than nothing.
我们知道这是对我们来说也是一个极大的祝福，我们可以在线上聚会，是强于没有聚会。
But I imagine that after such a long season, you really crave the fellowship of being in person with brothers and sisters.
但是我们知道经过了这漫长的时间当中，我们心里面非常盼望能够和弟兄姐妹面对面聚集。
And I think for those especially who are active in serving the needs of the church, that also can be a tiring and wearying burden.
我们知道我们服侍教会各样的需要，也是在我们里边好像产生了一种焦虑和疲劳。
So when the psalm writer says, "All my springs are in you, God," you know, I wonder if that sounds to us just like poetry.
当这个诗篇的作者告诉我们说，我的泉源都在你里边，这个对我们来说是不是只是一个好像诗一样？
Or if that is actually reality.
而且还是它真是能够成为我们里边的实际。
You know, in a season like this, we might be tempted to think that, oh, our Christian life is just me giving, giving, giving.
在这个时代当中，我们常常觉得我们基督徒的生活就是给给给予。
You know, is it possible that we might even feel like, oh, I'm the one who is giving and God is the one who's receiving?
会不会有的时候我们甚至感觉到我们是那个给予者，神是接受的。
You know, like I am the source, I am the spring.
好像说我是那个源泉，我是那个泉源。
But God's word is not just poetry, it is reality.
但是神的话不仅仅是诗，它更是实际。
And it declares that God himself is the spring. All of our springs are in him.
这里边宣告神是我们里边所有的泉源。
And so I've been reminded, especially in these days when I might feel weary, I might feel like I'm giving, that it is the Lord who is the source.
对，在这个非常艰难，我们感觉到疲惫的时代，我们应该知道神是那个泉源。
God is not a sink, right? He is a spring.
神不是那个水渗透的地方，乃是那个泉源。
And that's why this word, this reality of spiritual refreshment, really resonates with me.
那就这就是为什么这个词，这个更新书安书这个词在我里边有一个很大的负担。
Now, refreshing is not just a nice, encouraging thought.
这个更新安书不仅仅是一个让我们得鼓励的词。
It's also a key part of the gospel message.
并且它是福音非常关键的一个部分。
And, you know, how can we say this?
我们怎样能够这样说呢？
Well, when Peter was preaching the gospel in Jerusalem in this passage in Acts 3, you see how he talked about refreshment.
我们知道刚才我们读到的《使徒行传》第三章，彼得在耶路撒冷传福音。
He first mentioned something that we all know, which is forgiveness of sins.
他首先提到一件事情，我们大家都知道的，就是我们罪得以涂抹。
So we all understand this is an essential message of the gospel.
我们都知道这个是是救恩的根本中心的思想。
But he says that when you turn and you repent, not only are your sins blotted out, but also times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. So we who have received salvation in the Lord Jesus, we have received not only forgiveness of sins.
所以当我们接受到这个救恩的时候，我们不仅仅接受主耶稣基督对罪的赦免，
but times of refreshing.
而且我们也得到了那安舒的日子。
And I hope by the grace of God that this is something we can understand a bit better today.
我们盼望着今天圣灵帮助我们在这点上有更好的一个定义。
So just three basic points. First is what do we mean by refreshment?
我今天要跟弟兄姐妹们分享三个基本点。第一是什么是这个安。
And secondly, where does this come from?
第二个是它从什么地方来。
And then finally, how can we actually experience this and make it a reality?
第三是我们怎样才能够经历它成为我们生命的实际。
So what do we mean by refreshment?
当我们提到这个更新安舒的意思是什么呢?
You know, the word refresh, of course, there's that word fresh. It's to revive, make alive again.
我们知道这个更新这个词,它是让我们重新得到更新,得到恢复。
Now in Christ Jesus, we have been made alive. That is a glorious reality. Nothing can take it away.
在主耶稣基督里,我们已经得到的这个活的生命,这个是任何都不能拿走的。
But to receive refreshment is to receive again that joy of remembering that this is the glorious reality for you and for me.
但这个更新安舒是讲到的，我们能够纪念我们在主耶稣基督里边是活的所带来那个喜乐。
So refreshing is the joy of remembering that we are alive in Christ.
所以这个更新安舒是能够记得我们在主耶稣基督里边已经活过来的喜乐。
Now we ask God for a lot of things, but I wonder how often we ask Him and seek this refreshing.
我们向神求许多的事情，但是我不知道我们有多少的时候来求更新安舒。
And I think to understand a bit about refreshing, maybe we can compare it to two other things that we often ask God for. One is rest, and another one is strength.
我们要理解这个更新安舒，我想我们可以来比较另外两件我们常常在主面前求的，那就是安息和能力。
So, you know, when we ask God for rest, we usually just mean that we need a break.
我们当我们在主面前求安息的时候，我们常常是说我们需要一个休息。
You know, we have so many obligations and duties, and it just feels like too much.
我们有很多的责任，很多的负担，我们觉得常常觉得太多了。
You know, whether you are working, whether you are in school, whether you are a parent, it can feel like there is no end to what you have to do.
不论我们是在工作、学习或做父母，我们都觉得好像有无穷尽的这些事物要做。
And so when we ask the Lord for rest, basically we are saying to God, please, can you just take away some of these burdens, some of these responsibilities?
所以当我们在主面前求安息的时候，基本上我们是向主说，主啊，请你把这些一些重担挪去。
Now this is a very understandable prayer, and it is one that we can and should bring to the Lord.
这当然是一个 很好的祷告，是我们应该在神面前常常求的。
But we want to consider how that might be different from refreshing.
但是我们要思考一下，这个和这个更新安舒有什么不一样？
Now another type of prayer that we bring to the Lord is to ask God for more strength.
另外一种，我们的祷告常常是在主面前求能力。
You know, we might say, well, Lord, since I have all these burdens and responsibilities, can you just give me more power to do them?
因为我们常常说，因着我们有这许许多多的责任和事务，主啊，求你添加能力，让我能够胜过。You
know, make me more efficient.
让我们能够更有效。
Make it so that I don't need to sleep as much.
也许我们不需要在这点上攀登太多。
So, you know, if I can't get a break, then at least I can take care of my responsibilities more quickly, more easily.
如果我不能够把这些责任挪去的话，但愿我能够有更高的效率，能够胜过这些责任。
Now, again, the Lord is gracious and He hears these prayers.
我们的神是有恩典的神，他常常听我们的祷告。
But you may discover that the Lord doesn't always answer them the way that we wish that He would.
但是我们常常注意到主 并没有在这些点上按照我们所求的方式来回答我们的祷告。Our
responsibilities don't just disappear.
我们的责任并没有突然间消失。We
don't suddenly become superhuman, twice as smart, twice as strong.
我们也没有突然间成为超人，我们有双倍的智慧，双倍的能力。
And it's important to see that what the gospel promises is refreshing.
但是我们非常重要的要注意到福音所给我们的应许是我们能够在他面前得更新安舒。
You know, when you think about physical refreshment, like a cold drink of water, it's especially needed when you have been laboring, when you have been working hard.
当我们非常努力的工作流汗的时候，这个一杯水对我们来讲是非常新鲜的。
And that's also when it is especially satisfying to have that refreshment.
那个时候也是我们能够从这个安舒当中得到最舒畅的一个感觉。
And so also this spiritual refreshing is especially satisfying and especially necessary in days like these.
所以我们这个属灵上的这个更新安舒也是在我们这个时代，在这个艰难时代当中最宝贵的。
You know, can we see that this promise of refreshing is such a wonderful, gracious promise?
所以我们真的是可以看见这个更新安舒的应许是一个何等宝贵的应许。
You know, the Lord knows that in this world there will always be responsibilities and we will always be limited.
我们知道，主知道我们在这个世界当中一定要有许多的责任。
You know, the more that we are tired, the more refreshing His refreshment is.
当我们更感觉到这个疲累的时候，这个他的更新安舒就让我们更感觉到舒畅。
And that refreshing also restores and encourages us for the labor that lies ahead.
并且这个更新安舒也让我们重新得力，让我们能够有得到激励，能够走前面的路。
You know, no matter how many more COVID variants there may be, the Lord will always refresh us.
不管我们前边还会面对多少的这个病毒的变异，我们的主耶稣基督他的更新安舒永远与我们同在。
So this is this matter of refreshment. It's a reminder that despite our burdens and limitations, the Lord reminds us that we are alive in Him, no matter our circumstances, no matter our limitations.
这个更新安舒就是对我们一个提醒，不管我们在怎样的环境当中，主耶稣基督他的恩典，他的能力从永远与我们同在。
You know, when I think about physical exercise, perhaps you're like me, you know, especially when I am busy and weary, I find that to be physically active, to get some exercise really refreshes me.
我们知道我们这个锻炼身体，特别是当我们非常繁忙的时候，对我来说这个锻炼身体就显得是非常的宝贵。
You know, even though it makes my body tired and sore, it's almost like a reminder that I am alive. You know, my body is alive.
虽然有的时候让我的身体非常疲惫，有些酸痛，但是它提醒我，我们是活的。
And so I think in a similar way, when we receive refreshing from the Lord, it is a reminder to us that in our circumstances, we are alive spiritually in Christ Jesus.
所以同样的，当我们得到在主耶稣基督面前的更新安舒的时候，我们的灵里边被提醒，我们在主耶稣基督里边是活的。
And that brings me to this second point about where do we get this refreshing?
那第二点就是我们从什么地方能够得到这个更新安舒呢？
Of course, we already said that it comes from God.
当然我们已经提到是从神来的。
But I want to be clear, is this something that is, you know, maybe God gives it, but is it something separate from God?
但我要跟弟兄姐妹们特别清楚的交通的是，这个是神给我们的。还是它是在神之外的另外一个事情。
Is it like a special gift that we have to earn, or a prize that only some of us receive?
是一个特别的恩赐，神所给我们，还是一个对某些个别的人的一个奖赏呢？
No, what we find in the Word of God is that it's God Himself who is our refreshing.
我们在神的话语当中知道，这个更新安舒就是神自己的同在。
So it's not something separate from God.
并不是跟神在神之外的另外一件事情。
It is actually what we, it's the result of us being near God Himself.
乃是当我们与神亲近的一个结果。
And that's why Acts 3:19 says that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
那就是为什么使徒行传里边告诉我们说，那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
You know,As I said before, there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord for rest or for strength.
但我之前提过，如果我们在神面前求安息、求能力是没有什么错的。
But what if the only things you ever ask the Lord for are either to take away our burdens or to give us more strength?
但是如果 我们在神面前只是求把那些负担拿去或者加给我们能力。
Do you see that then our relationship with God is actually just about what He can do for me?
那样的话，我们与神之间的关系就是神能够为我们做什么。
But because refreshing from the Lord comes from simply being in His presence, then seeking refreshing means we are seeking more of God Himself.
但是因为我们在神面前的更新安舒是主的同在的结果，所以当我们求这个的时候，就是求主的同在。
It means that we desire more of God's presence and not only His gifts or His blessings.
表示到我们更是求主的同在。不是仅仅是要求他的所给的这些恩赐和能力。
You know, the nearer that we are to God, the more time that we can dwell in His presence, the more we receive and experience this refreshing.
当我们与主同在，我们更多的花时间在他面前的时候，我们就能够更多经历这个更新安舒。
Now, can you see why Peter spoke of refreshing as a part of the gospel message?
那我们想弟兄姐妹们，我们这样就可以看见为什么彼得在福音的信息当中他提到这个更新安舒是福音的一部分。
If refreshing comes from being in the presence of God, then that can only be possible through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
如果这个更新安舒是借着主的同在，那就只是能够借着主耶稣基督来成就的。
What would it mean without the gospel for you to be in God's presence?
如果我们没有这个福音的话，我们如何能够来到主的面前？
Without the gospel, if you were in the presence of God, would you be refreshed?
如果没有福音的话，我们能够只能够来到主的面前得甘心。
You would be destroyed.
那我们就只能是被灭亡的。
But the blood of Jesus Christ, it covers our sins.
但是主耶稣基督的血已经除去了我们的罪。
And because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, now,In the sight of the Father, we are blameless.
因着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们在父神的眼里是无可指责的。
And so we are able to stand not only in to stand in God's presence.
所以我们不仅能够在神面前站立。
But now in God's presence, we receive His approval and not His condemnation.
并且我们在神面前可以得到他的认可，不是被定罪。
So what refreshes us is to be in God's presence and to enjoy God's favor.
所以这个安，这个更新安舒是在主面前能够得着欢喜快乐。
And that's the glorious gift of the gospel.
这是福音所赐给我们一个荣耀的礼物。
You know, I'm a parent of young children.
我是有两个年幼的孩子。
So I know what it's like for them to ask me for things.
所以我知道他们常常让我求我给他们东西。
You know, they may ask me to take away their burdens. You know, can I clean up?Their mess for them, or can I eat their vegetables for them?
所以他们常常让我拿去他们的重担，比如说我可不可以帮他们清洗，可以吃他们的蔬菜。
Or they want me to give them something, a toy or a piece of candy.
或者是给他们一些东西，一个礼物或者一个玩具或者一块糖。
Now, as a parent, of course, my desire is to, I want to say yes to these things.
作为父亲，我实在是愿意对这些事情说是。
And often I do say yes.
但常常我也是愿意给他们。
But I don't want our relationship to only be about what I can take away or what I can give to them.
但是我实在是盼望我们跟儿女之间的关系不仅仅是我们能够拿去他们的重担，给予他们的礼物。
You know, sometimes in love, I allow them to bear that small burden that they're facing.
有的时候因着爱，我愿意让他们承受一些责任。
You know, sometimes in love, I tell them no, I you cannot have that piece of candy right now.
有的时候因着爱，我对他们说不，现在不能够吃糖。
And that's because we love them and we know what's best for them.
因为我们爱他们，我们知道那是对他们不好。
But what if your child asks you simply to come and be close to them?
但是如果我们的孩子们求我们说。让我们只是跟他们亲近，能够花时间在一起。
Or your child says, can we just spend some time together?
如果我们的孩子说，我们花一点时间在一起。
Oh, you never want to say no.
我们就绝对不会说不。
Your answer is always yes.
我们就一直会说是。
Because then they are asking you simply for yourself.
因为那个时候他们只是求我们自己与他们同在。
And, you know, in a small way, this is a picture of what it is with our Heavenly Father.
这当然是我们和父神之间关系一个小的缩影。
You know, how often do we ask him to take away our burdens or to give us gifts?
很多的时候我们求父挪去我们的责任,
and the Lord is gracious. But compared to that, how often do we ask him simply to be in his presence?
但是对比着这个,有多少时候我们只是求主与我们同在?
Just for the delight of just being close to him.
就是为了那个同在的喜乐。
You know, that is a desire that our Lord delights to hear.
我们的神,当我们求与他同在的时候,他是喜乐的。
He always answers yes.
他的答案永远是说是。
And that is why true refreshment, that is where true refreshment is found in his presence.
这就是为什么真正的那个更新安舒是来自于主的。
So that brings me to this matter of how we can take a hold of this refreshment in our daily lives.
那就我们要来到我们怎样才能在我们日常的生活当中能够得到这个更新安舒呢?
You know, I hope you agree that the you know, we are in need of refreshing from the Lord.
We see
that times of refreshing are promised by God in the gospel.
And
that to receive this refreshing is simply to be in the presence of God. That's how we get it. So how can this be more than an abstract spiritual principle?
这怎样能够成为不仅仅是一个抽象的属灵的原则呢?
But a reality that actually sustains us and brings us joy no matter our circumstances.
并且能够在我们的生活的实际当中给我们带来经历和喜乐。
So I want to offer up three principles that we can see in the Word of God.
这里边我要和弟兄姐妹们分享三个原则。
So the first is to camp by his springs.
第一就是我们要在他的水边安营。
And I'll explain this, of course.
我要再解释一下。
The second is to refresh others.
第二呢，就是让我们能够使其他的弟兄姐妹们也同样得到更新安舒。
And the third is to come in faith.
第三就是我们要来到他的面前，凭着信心。
So, what do I mean by camp by his springs?
在他的水边安营是什么意思呢?
Let me just read a verse from Exodus chapter 15, 27.
我们要读一下出埃及记第15章27节。
And this says, Then the Israelites came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water.
他们到了伊林, 在那里有12股水泉, 70棵棕树, 他们就在那里的水边安营。
So, you know, the Israelites, after they had come out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, and now they were in a wilderness.
当以色列人离开埃及, 他们过了红海, 来到旷野的时候,
and they were thirsty because they didn't have any water.
他们非常的干渴, 因为没有水。
They went 3 days without water.
3天没有水。
And then they actually came to a place called Mara, where there was water.
后来他们来到一个地方叫马拉,
but that water was bitter, and they couldn't drink it.
但是那个水是苦的,
so I wonder if you can see some parallels to perhaps our situation today.
所以我想我们也可以看见,
but then the Israelites, they found this place called Elim, and they decided to camp there.
后来以色列人找到了这个地方叫以林,
and why was that?
为什么他又在那边安营呢?
Because there was water there.
因为那里有水。
And it wasn't just any water, but it was refreshing, abundant water.
不仅仅是一般的水, 乃是一个新鲜, 一个丰富的水源。
There were 12 springs.
因为在那里面有12股水泉。
And consider this other detail, that there were 70 palm trees growing there.
我们也看见这里边更一些细节, 那里边有70棵棕树。
You know, why does Scripture give us this detail?
为什么圣经把这些细节告诉我们呢?
You know, sometimes a source of water may come and go. Maybe after a rain, you see a puddle.
有的时候这个水会来了之后就马上消失了, 好像在下雨之后有个小的水。
But it may dry up the next day.
但第二天就干渴。
Remember, this is Israel. This is the desert.
我们要记得这是在以色列地, 是在沙漠里。
And so if you see a place in the middle of a hot desert and there are 70 palm trees growing there, that tells you something about the water, doesn't it?
如果我们在一个干旱的沙漠当中看见有七十棵棕树，那就告诉我们这个地方。
It tells you not only is there abundant water, but it is constant. It is reliable.
不仅是这里边有许多的水，而且是经常的，是一个可靠的水源。
So we can see here a picture not only of refreshing, but of how the Lord is true refreshing.
这里边我们不仅仅看见这里边所讲的这个更新安舒，乃是讲到主耶稣基督是他的源头。
And how then can we consider this in our own lives, this picture of Elim?
我们怎样才能够借着以琳这幅图画来联系到我们自己的生活呢？
Well, it should make us ask ourselves a question.
我们也需要问我们自己这样一个问题。
Have we set up the camp of our own lives at the springs of living water?
我们是不是在我们的生活当中在以琳安营？
You know, it's one thing to say and believe that living water is in God.
一方面我们是承认主神是那个活水的源头。
But it's another thing to actually camp at those springs.
但是另外一件事情是我们是不是在那个活水的泉源安营。
You know, then it is not only an abstract truth, but a reality in your life as you can drink.
那样的话，这个就不是一个抽象的一个属灵的真理，乃是我们生活的一个实际。
You know, like the Israelites, you could say that each one of us also has this kind of journey through life that we're taking.
就像那些以色列人一样，每个人他们在生活当中都有不同的路径。
And you know, each individual has a different path and destination, perhaps.
每个人他们都有不同的生活路径和他们的目的地。
And you know, as the Lord leads us in our individual ways, we may have a lot of questions about you know, my path and you know, how does that compare to another person's path.
所以当主在带领我们的人生当中，我们会有的时候会在想我的生活路径比较于其他人的生活路径。
We ask the Lord, am I taking the right path? Or perhaps, you know, is this other brother or sister taking the right path and I'm on the wrong path?
有的时候我们会想我们是不是走在那条正的路上，或者是其他弟兄姐妹们他们是不是走在那个正的路上或者错的。
You know, I know, especially for young people who are still establishing their, you know, their lives, there's a lot of questions and concerns about these kinds of matters.
特别是对我们的年轻人，我们正在寻找自己人生的方向，我们就会在这些方面有许多的问题。
You know, what job should I take? What city or neighborhood should I live in?
我们要做什么样的工作，在哪个城市、哪个社区生活？
You know, what percentage of my time should I spend, you know, in church meetings versus my work life or my family life?
我应该花多少时间在聚会、在家庭、在工作上？
And sometimes this even leads to comparisons and even some, you know, tensions with other people when you have different answers.
当我们在这些问题上有不同答案的时候，有的时候会带进那个非常不好的攀比。
I think that this picture of Elim may help us to consider these questions in a deeper way.
我想这个以琳这幅图画要把我们带进对这些问题当中一个更深的理解当中。
You know, not only to look at these external decisions.
我们不仅仅看着这些外边的决定。
You know, not to think that there is some formula. You know, I spend this percentage of my time doing this and this percentage of my time doing that.
而不是一个像公式化的，我们应该花多少时间在这件事情上，多少时间在那件事情上。
But instead to ask ourselves that deeper heart question, am I camping at the springs of living water?
乃是我们要问一个更深的问题，我们是不是在以琳的泉源中、泉源边安营？
You know, you may have made, we have all made different decisions about what kind of job to take, where to live, what kind of lifestyle.
我们每个人都在我们的生活、工作或者我们的生活方式上做了不同的决定。
You know, if you are being truly led by the Lord, then I believe you are blessed.
但是如果我们真是被圣灵来引领的话，我们就是蒙福的。
And even though there may be some differences outwardly, may it be the truth that in our hearts we are all camped at the springs of living water.
也许我们在这个外边有许多不同的途径，但是如果我们能够真实的安营在主的面前。
You know, I think this can help us to evaluate in our lives, you know, our relationship to the local gathering, you know.
所以这样的话，在我们的生活当中，就知道我们与这个本地这个聚会的关系，我们可以从我们与
it can help us to consider how, you know, whatever your job or family situation is, how you can truly be serving the Lord wholeheartedly in that.
也让我们能够来明白我们在我们不论这怎样的工作生活环境当中我们是不是能够全心的来服侍神。
But if we have neglected this matter of camping at the springs, then perhaps we are just kind of going our own way through the wilderness.
如果我们忽略了要在水边安营，那我们就走自己的路，我们就进入旷野当中。
You know, perhaps you know about God, you believe in God, but you are deciding to camp wherever you please.
也许我们认识神，我们知道他的救恩，但是我们在我们自己喜爱的地方安营。
And then perhaps it is not such a mystery that you may feel weary and thirsty.
那我们就知道为什么我们常常觉得焦虑、疲惫。
So may we purpose with our hearts to camp at those living waters.
愿我们心中的那个唯一的目的是能够在这个水边安营。
And then to actually do that with our lives, whatever that may mean for you or for me.
并且呢，能够在我们的生活的实际当中，真实的来做到这一点，无论是我们要怎样的形式来做。
Now that brings me to the second point, which is to refresh others.
那就来到了第二点，我们要使其他的人更新安舒。
You know, there's something remarkable about the way that the word refresh is used in the New Testament.
我们知道在新约圣经里边，这个更新安舒这个词所用的是非常奇妙的一种方式。I
counted seven times that it shows up in the New Testament.
我在新约圣经里边找到了一共有七次。
One of them is what I read from Acts chapter 3.
其中有一次就是我们读到的使徒行传第三章里边。
And that's as part of the gospel message.
这是一个福音的一部分。
But did you know that the other six times that it shows up, it is the Apostle Paul using it?
但另外的六次是使徒保罗所用的。
And every time he is talking about being refreshed by other saints.
每一次他都是提到的是其他的圣徒来使他得到舒畅。
For example, in Romans 15, Paul asks for prayers. He says, you know, pray that I can come visit you in Rome so that I can be refreshed by your company.
所以我们提到在, 在罗马书第15章里边，这里边是保罗的祷告，他祷告能够与圣徒同在，与他们同得安息。
Or in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, Paul is in prison and he speaks about his brother Onesiphorus.
在提摩太后书1章16节，这里边这个时候保罗呢正在监狱里边，他提到他的弟兄阿尼瑟弗。And
he says, my brother, he visited me often in prison, and he often refreshed me.
这里边保罗说呢，这个阿尼瑟弗这位弟兄，他常常来监狱里边看望我，并且屡次使我畅快。Now
we know that refreshing comes from the presence of God.
我们知道这里边这个畅快是来自于神的。And
God's presence very often comes to us through other brothers and sisters. Isn't that amazing?
神所赐给我们的畅快，常常是借着弟兄姐妹们所成就的，这是何等的奇妙！
You know, this is why fellowship and church life are so essential to every Christian. It's not an optional thing.
所以这就是为什么我们与弟兄姐妹们之间的交通，我们的聚会，对于基督徒的生命是何等的重要，它不是一个。 一个选项。
I think that's also why, you know, Zoom church, which has been wonderful, still doesn't quite feel full.
这也是为什么我们这些线上的聚会，虽然我们为此感谢神，但是呢，它不能够完全替代弟兄姐妹们面对面的聚集。
Because if God allows for us to be refreshed by fellowship with other brothers and sisters, that's not something that you can really do very easily over Zoom.
因为神让我们借着弟兄姐妹们，我们彼此能够得着畅快，这个不是在线上能够很容易完成的。So
certainly we pray that, you know, if it's the Lord's will, that we would be able to gather and be face to face, you know, as we are able.
我们实在是为此祷告，若是神允许，我们盼望着能够和弟兄姐妹们能够面对面的聚集。Now
I do want to be clear that, you know, when we talk about how important a fellowship is, we're not just talking about socializing.
我要强调的，当我们提到这些交通非常重要的，我不仅仅是讲到这些社交活动。
You know, there are certainly some people who naturally love to be around other people all the time, and there are some people who naturally don't.
有的人呢，他天生他就喜欢与许多人交往，有的人就不喜欢。
You know, this is not a matter of just socializing with other people according to our personal, you know, preferences and personalities.
也这也不是借着我们个人的个性或者说我们的喜好所有的这些社交活动。
You know, yes, we do fellowship with one another, even you know, in a few minutes before or after meetings.
是的，我们可以在聚会结束之后和弟兄姐妹有几分钟的交通。
But I think more often, this refreshing fellowship will happen in other ways and other times.
但是我想更多的时候，这个更新安舒的交通是借着其他的方式。
You know, in our homes, over sharing a meal together.
或者是在我们的家庭，或者是我们共同用餐。
Often it may not even be, in a verbal way that we are fellowshipping.
有的时候可能不是这个有声的言语。
It can be through serving one another.
也许是借着我们彼此的服侍。
It can be through you and me serving the community or others in need together.
也许是我们彼此能够在社区里边为着这些需要来服侍。
You know, after all, when Paul was talking about being refreshed by being with other saints, he wasn't talking about, you know, that they treated him to a nice vacation.
当保罗提到这些圣徒使他欢畅的时候，并不是说这些人给他一个好的假期。
You know, when he was with those saints, that he was absolutely worshiping, fellowshipping, ministering together.
当他和这些圣徒们在一起的时候，他们一起敬拜，一起服侍。
He was quite busy.
他是相当忙的。
And yet he says he was refreshed to be together with them.
他提到和他们同在使他欢畅。
And that refreshing was so sweet to him that he craved it. He desired it so much.
那这个畅快使他心里面非常的喜乐，以至于他非常渴慕能够有更多的这样的经历。
You know, perhaps there are still some among you who still feel like, oh, you know, I don't really get a sense of refreshing from being around my brothers and sisters for whatever reason.
也许我们有些弟兄姐妹不论是因着什么的原因，觉得我和弟兄姐妹们交通的时候并没有得到这个畅快。
You know, even if you don't always feel refreshed by others,
也许我们没有从其他人得到这个畅快。
The scripture tells us you can always refresh others.
但是圣经告诉我们说我们能够使弟兄姐妹们畅快。
Proverbs 11:25 says this.
箴言11:25告诉我们。
Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered.
好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。
And so we find this principle of Christian life that the more we give, the more you receive.
所以我们看见这是我们基督徒生活的一个原则，就是我们给的更多，我们就得着更多。
You know, even if you feel you have little, if you can give that to others in the name of Christ, then you find Christ will supply it back to you even more abundantly.
虽然我们有的很少，但是我们愿意给予弟兄姐妹们，我们就会发现主会更丰盛的祝福我们自己，给予我们更多。
You know, I wonder if that's been true in your experience, even in this pandemic season.
我相信这是在我们在这个疫情当中。
We are all tired. We are all needy.
我们都非常的疲惫，我们都非常有许多的需要。
But when there has been an opportunity to serve another brother or sister in need, you find that actually that refreshes you.
但是当我们知道有弟兄姐妹们有需要我们去服侍他们的时候，我们实在是觉得这个让我们里边感觉畅快。
You know, in our sacrifice of love and fellowship towards another, if that is truly in the name of the Lord Jesus, it refreshes us.
如果我们的牺牲我们的爱是真实的在主里边的时候，我们就知道我们里边得着的是一个更新和舒畅。
So to truly experience refreshing from the Lord, we also should refresh others.
所以我们要真实的能够经历到这个更新舒畅，我们就要使其他的人能够畅快。
And finally, let's consider this matter of coming in faith.
最后我们要看一下我们怎样能够借着信心来到主的面前。
This is why Isaiah 55 says, Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat.
这就是以赛亚书第55章所说的，你们一切干渴的都当来进水。没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃。
You know, is it possible that, you know, we know the right things, we profess, the right things, but we still have not taken that simple step of faith to just come, truly come to the Lord Jesus.
也许我们都知道那个对的事情，我们在我们里边坚信什么是对的，但是我们没有尽着信心来到主面前。
We can spend so much time and energy talking about God, learning about God, but perhaps we simply haven't come to Him.
谈论神, 我们能够, 了解神,
and so the prophet Isaiah calls to us, you know, simply with that one word, come, buy and eat, buy and drink.
所以这里边以赛亚向我们发出一个呼召, 就是借着一个简单的信心来,你们都来, 买了吃。
Of course, this is especially a message for any who have not yet received the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然这也是对着那些还没有信主的朋友们的一个特别的信息。
But it's a reminder for us who have as well.
但是对我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹们也是一个非常重要的提醒。
To be refreshed, we simply need to come to Him, and it's so simple that perhaps we haven't done it.
我们在他面前要得更新安舒, 就是简单地来到他的, 借着信心来到他的面前。
I think of the story of Naaman, the Roman commander, who wanted to be healed of his leprosy.
我们知道这个乃曼的故事, 他说亚述, 亚述王的一个将军元帅。
And you remember the prophet Elisha said, just go wash in the river Jordan, and Naaman could not believe it, he wouldn't do it.
我们知道, 先知以利沙告诉他, 你到约旦河里边沐浴, 但是他没有办法相信。
He would have been willing to do almost anything, but something that simple, he couldn't believe it.
那这个乃曼, 他愿意做许多的事情, 但是这个简单的事情, 他不愿意做。
Until finally, by faith, he said, if this is what God is saying to do, then I will do it. And he was healed.
最后, 他借着信心, 他说, 这是神要我所做的, 他顺服了, 他就得到了医治。
And so sometimes for us, we may overcomplicate, you know, this matter of coming to the Lord and being refreshed.
有的时候我们把来到主面前得到更新安舒这件事情也复杂化了。
We just need to come to Him in faith.
我们就借着简单的信心来到他的面前。
You know, for you know, young people, I think I'm not really qualifying as young anymore, but you know, young people in cities like Seattle or New York, we often feel overwhelmed by everything that we face.
作为一个年轻人, 虽然我现在自己觉得自己已经不是年轻的了, 但是我们生活在这个西雅图, 像纽约这样的城市, 我们实在是常常觉得力不能胜。
You know, a lot of us look for better ways to manage our tasks, you know, our to-do lists.
有很多的时候我们就要找到一个最好的方式, 要完成那些所有的这些要做的事情。
We try to sharpen our minds and strengthen our bodies so that we can deal with our stress.
我们要使我们的头脑清醒, 身体健壮, 能够完成这些任务。
But we find that all of these techniques of the world, they don't work. They don't remove, eliminate our stress.
但是我们发现世界上所有这些技巧都没有办法能够除去我们自己的有限。
And so when the Lord brings us to that recognition that you know, the world's burdens, the world's techniques will not solve all of our problems, then we really need to especially just turn to the Lord and come to Him.
当主把我们带到这个地步, 我们认识到世界上这些技巧, 这些能力都不能够使我们完成这些工作的时候, 我们才能够来到主的面前, 求他的恩典。
Acknowledge to Him, Lord, my to-do list may never get all done.
我们要向主承认, 我们没有办法能够完成所有这些工作。
You know, the capacity of my mind and my body may never be what I wish it could be.
我的头脑, 我的心里边的这些力量都没有办法能够
But in you is living water, is the promise of refreshment.
但是在你里边有一个活水，是一个让我们能够得更新安舒的应许。
And so, by faith, I simply come to you and enter your presence, that I may be refreshed.
所以我们就借着一个简单的信心来到他的面前，使我们在他面前得更新安舒。
You know, who can be refreshed? Who can come?
所以谁能够来到他的面前得这个更新安舒呢？
It's those who are thirsty.
是那些干渴的人。
Sometimes we're so distracted, so consumed with other things that we don't even realize how thirsty we are.
有的时候我们被许多的事情分心打岔, 我们甚至到没有认识到我们自己是干渴的。
Isaiah also speaks about filling our bellies and quenching our thirst with fake food and fake drink.
以赛亚也告诉我们说, 我们有的时候是用着一些不 不合用的这些食物来满足我们这个肉体的需要。
And don't we see this all around us, people trying to satisfy their spiritual thirst and craving with things that are false, that are not of the Lord?
我们是不是看见在我们周围许多的人借着那些不足为食物的来满足我们心灵里边的各样的需要。
And even as Christians, sometimes we can fall prey to this kind of message from the world.
有的时候基督徒我们也实在是能够 也有可能进入到这种一个误区里。
And then when we discover that this fake food and drink doesn't satisfy, sometimes we think that the problem is we need to even more of that fake food and drink. Can you imagine?
有的时候当我们认识到我们这些不足为食物的东西不能够满足我们，但是奇怪的呢，我们想得到更多这些假的食物。
But if the food and drink of this world does not satisfy, then we don't need more of it. We simply need to turn to the one who truly has living water.
世界上所给我们的这些假的食物不能够使我们满足，我们需要转向神。
And so that's why the famous psalm says, As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
所以就是那首我们非常著名熟悉的一首诗歌，如鹿渴慕溪水，我的心也切慕渴望神。
And then, this living water is for those who have no money.
另外一点，这个活水是对着那些没有钱的人。
You know, this might sound a little strange to you.You know, if this living water and bread is without cost, why does it matter whether I have money or not?
这可能让我们听起来有点奇怪。如果这个活水是它是不需要付代价的，那我有钱没钱有什么关系呢？
You know, imagine you had a coupon for a free coffee, and so you went to the coffee shop to redeem it.
假如说我们有一个有一个 coupon， 我们去买一杯可以去换一杯免费的咖啡。
But you also bring along your wallet, just in case the coupon's no good, you can still buy a coffee yourself.
所以，但是我们呢，同时也带着我们的钱包，万一这个 coupon 这不能够工作的话。
You know, in a small way, I wonder if we sometimes come to the Lord saying, Lord, you know, your salvation, your gift is free, but also just in case I've got my own money.
有的时候我们来到神的面前也是这样，主你的救恩。是白白的恩典，但是呢，我也带着我的钱包。
So to come to the Lord in faith is to acknowledge that we have no money of our own.
所以当我们借着信心来到主面前的时候，就是承认我们没有钱。
And you know, even though this living water is free to us, it doesn't mean that it was without cost.
这个活水对我们来说是白白是免费的，但是并不是说是没有代价的。
It was the most expensive thing you could imagine.
是我们能够想象的最贵的。
It was purchased by the Lord Jesus with his own life.
是借着主耶稣基督的生命为我们成就的。
And you know, imagine thinking that the money that we have could even possibly obtain that.
我们可以想象我们所有的钱都没有办法能够成就这件事。
You know, I want to just leave you with just this image of this incredibly lavish, luxurious buffet.
我想给弟兄姐妹们留下一个印象，就是我们去参加一个非常豪华的一个自助餐。
You know, I always think of Las Vegas. If you visited, you know that they have some of the most fancy buffets in the world.
我常常想起就去拉斯维加斯，如果我们去过的话，知道那里边有非常豪华的自助餐。
You know, king crab legs, roast beef, all you can eat.
有那个螃蟹腿，有烤牛肉，你随便吃。
And it's very expensive, right? It might cost over $100 to get in.
是非常贵的，可能超过100块钱才能够进。
Now imagine that you are there, and not only do you not have any money, but also you are dressed in the most tattered clothes.
我们可以想象一下，我们在那边，不仅仅我们身上身无分文，并且我们穿着破烂的衣服。
You don't look like you belong there. You don't feel like you belong there.
我们感觉到我们自己看上去不是在应该属于那个地方的。
And yet you are invited to walk right in through the front door.
但是我们却被邀请是从正门进入的。
You don't have to sneak in.
我们不需要偷偷的进去。
You don't have to worry that a security guard is going to come and kick you out.
我们也 不需要担心那些保安人员会把我们带出去。
You can walk right through the front door, sit down, and eat everything that you want.
我们可以从正门进去坐下来享受所有我们要吃的。
And it's because you belong there.
因为我们是属于那个地方的。
And why do you belong there?
为什么呢？
It's not because you deserve it.
不是我们配。
It's not because you can afford it.
不是我们能够花得起。
It's because Christ Jesus already paid the price.
因为主耶稣基督已经付上了代价。
He already covered the bill.
他已经为我们付了代价。
You know, real food, real refreshment is there for us, no matter our challenges, no matter our limitations.
那个真正的食物，那个真正的更新安舒是在那里边，不论我们的光景怎样。
So I pray that in these days of weariness.And exhaustion that we would find refreshing in our Lord Jesus.
所以我祷告在这个 充满了焦虑疲惫的年代当中，我们从主能够得到安心安舒。
That we recognize that it is found in His presence alone.
我们能并且能够认识到，这是唯一在他的同在当中可以去。
You know, the Lord is calling to us, come, come, buy and eat, come, buy and drink. Everyone who thirsts, everyone who has no money, come.
主在我们这边发出一个呼召，说来，让这边我们可以都来买了吃。
And at the fountain, the living fountain of Jesus Christ, we will find real refreshment for our souls.
主耶稣基督那个活水的泉源，就是我们得畅快、得更新的源头。
Lord, I just thank you so much that you truly are the source of living water.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你，因为你真实的是那个活水的源头。
I thank you that you invite us through your gospel to come into your presence and be refreshed.
我们实在是感谢赞美你，是你借着你的福音邀请我们与你同在。
For anyone who hasn't truly accepted your gospel, I pray that you would just open up their hearts.
我祷告那些还没有接受福音的，求你开他们心中的眼睛。
And for those of us who have known your gospel but perhaps have forgotten in some way the wonder of your living waters, I pray that we would also be able to come and drink.
对于那些接受了救恩但是可能忘记了那个活水泉源的，我们祷告他们重新来到你的面前。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
感谢主，我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们非常感谢主今天带领 F 弟兄从纽约来到我们中间。
We thank the Lord for bringing our brother to come share with us.
我们下边呢要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We want to welcome any newcomers, anybody who is attending the meeting for the first time.
如果你是第一次来参加实体聚会的，我们请你站起来。
If you're here for the first time, please stand up.
有没有第一次来的？好，没有。那我们下边呢，接着有一些聚会方面的报告。
Next, we'll just describe the upcoming meetings.
我们周二晚上的祷告聚会，周五晚上的读经聚会和儿童们的聚会都是照常在线上举行。
So the Tuesday night prayer meeting and Friday night Bible study and children's meetings will all be online as usual.
下一个主日擘饼聚会是早晨10点开始。
And next Sunday, breaking bread will begin at 10 a.m.
是仍然是一个混合型的。
I guess that's in hybrid mode.
Hybrid, okay. Yeah.我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够参加擘饼聚会纪念主。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to participate in the breaking of bread, either in person or online.
我们下一个主日是郭定强弟兄来我们中间传信息。
And brother Timothy Kwok will be sharing the message next Sunday.
林环弟兄翻译。
And our brother Juan Lin will interpret.
请弟兄姐妹们在祷告中纪念我们弟兄们的服事。
So please remember these brothers in your prayers.
我们再提醒一下每一个来到主日参加实体聚会的弟兄姐妹们都需要报名。
And everyone who is attending in-person meeting needs to register, is required to register to come.
那报名的链接是在我们会所的网站上。
And you can find the link and information on the website.
我们请弟兄姐妹们在来参加聚会之前在家做一个自我的检查。
And before you come, please examine your own symptoms and ability to come.
如果有什么症状的话呢，那就请留在家里边参加线上的聚会。
So if you have any symptoms of being sick, you should stay home and attend online.
我们下一次的受浸聚会是在12月12号。
And then next Sunday, December 12th, I'm sorry, not next Sunday, but I guess 2 weeks, right? There will be a baptism meeting.
那受浸和擘饼意义的交通是在12月4号星期六早晨10点。
And on December 4th, there will be a fellowship meeting regarding the meaning of baptism and the breaking of bread.
弟兄姐妹们，我们新的弟兄姐妹们，如果或者朋友们有愿意了解更多受浸和擘饼意义，或者愿意参加受浸聚会的，请和迪伟弟兄或者和我联络。
And if any brother or sister would like to learn about the meaning of baptism and breaking of bread, please contact brother Wei Di or Li Ma.
我们弟兄们的电话都在网站上。
Their phone numbers are listed on the web page.
我们在我们的网站上还有一些其他的具体的事项和祷告的请求。
And you should please check the website for more details and prayer requests.
好，我们今天的聚会就停在这里。
So this concludes the meeting today.